继续来谈论如何查考圣经。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let's continue our study of the Bible.
我们过去一向在注重字方面的解释。
And in the past, we pay emphasis upon the explanation of the word.
那上次我们进入到上下文结构怎么分段。
And during the last class, we talk about dividing up the passages.
那这个分段最主要最基本解就是句子那个句群怎么样的分别。
And the criteria lies upon dividing up the syntactical structure of the sentence.
那我们用诗篇七十五篇做一个例子。
And we also had used Psalm 75 as an example.
看出说用我、我们、他们就可以看到这是不同单位组成的。
And we can see how the singular I and the plural we are made up different units.
所以就说诗篇我们可以看到的人物有的是祭司有的是在礼拜祷告者的选民。
And so, in terms of the characters of the Old Testament, some of them are priests and some of them worshippers of the temple.
那当他们在对谈的时候，祭司就奉神的名来用神的地位来向他们昭告神的旨意。
And when they are engaging in a conversation, the priest will speak on behalf of God.
那有时候会邀请会众说，我们来赞美真神。
And sometimes they will invite the whole congregation and say, let us all praise the Lord.
那当一个人在叙述的时候呢，那他就会说神他怎么创造，他怎么救赎，用第三人称来叙述。
And when he is describing certain things, he will use the pronoun to describe the person he as to how he will create all these things.
然后有时候再看到结语，就是我们大家在称颂神或者求告神，或者给归荣耀给神的这样的一叫做 doxological ending 的这个有一个套语，这样来赞美来结束。
And then you see the doxological ending, and that is they will make a conclusion where all will come together and declare the name of Lord together.
好，那我们今天呢，来进入到新约，也可以看到用这个方法来查考它的段落。
And therefore, today we'll look into the New Testament and see how we can use this method to study into the different units.
好，请看那个哥林多前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书哥林多书是一个充满了这个。保罗他担忧的教会内在的问题。
And within this book, we see the worries of Paul and his anxieties over the church.
这是个城市，大城市，在阿盖亚，就是整希腊中部的一个大海港，一个大都会，所以教会也难免忍受了很多都市的恶习。
And this city of Corinth is a large city and is located in the seaport of Achaia, and therefore it probably was infiltrated with some filth of the world.
再加上这个教会主张的就是要追求一种智慧，一种知识。
And also what the church was trying to emphasize upon was the pursuit of knowledge.
那这种得到知识的人，他就会高人一等。
And people who are more elite than others, they are more knowledgeable.
就是他们得到 gnosis, 得到那个知识。
That is to say, they have attained knowledge, and that is glosses.
那他们得到 sophia, 就是这个智慧，那他们就说我们属灵了。
And they have attained wisdom, and that is sophia, and that is they are more wise than others.
因此就轻看神的语言，轻看神的那个神国的福音。
Therefore, they look down upon the truth of God and the kingdom of God.
那当他们称为自己是那 pneumatic, 也就是属灵人的时候呢？
And when they refer to themselves as the pneumatics, and that is spiritual people,
那他们就说我们高超。
Then they say that they transcend above others.
我们灵肉可以分开。
Because our spirit and our flesh can separate.
我们只要属灵，但肉体怎么样的坏倾向也没有关系。
As long as we're spiritual, it doesn't matter how our flesh inclines.
所以这个背后有这样的一种属灵，过度属灵这样的一个误偏差的倾向。
So we see the inclination towards such extremities.
所以保罗就提倡说要以神的能力跟神的智慧这个实教的道理来补足或者来改正这些偏差的想法。
And therefore, Paul, he says that you need to use the power of God and his love in order to put all this straight.
但是我们现在所要查考是第五章哈。
But let's turn to chapter 5.
这个第五章的开头记载说，在教会里头有人娶继母，娶他的后妈做太太。
And over here, there's a problem in the church, and that is a man took the wife of his father's.took his stepmother as his wife.
就是呢，一点都不悔改，还自高自大，教会也没有处理。
And he was arrogant and he did not repent and the church did not deal with this matter.
所以保罗就从第一节第二节就说你们还是自高自大不哀痛没有把这些人从你们 中间赶出去。
Over here he says that you still puff up and you did not mourn and you did not even take this person away from you.
保罗说我虽然不能够身体不能在你们那里可是我心很焦急的跟你们在那里同在。
Over here in verse 3, Paul says that even though he was absent in the body, but he was present in spirit with them.
而且我参与在你们里头已经判断这个人要处理这个人了。
And also I have already judged as though I were present about the person concerning his deed.
请看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
继续讲下去，就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也挂在你们那里，跟你们同在的。
And verse 4 it says that even though you were all gathered together for services, my heart is with you.
看到吗？从这个底下啊，奉我们主耶稣的名。一直到主耶稣来日子可以得救就是 四节的下半句一直到第五节的 完毕
And we see the latter portion of verse 4 till verse 5
这句话 是多段多有争论的句子
And this verse is quite controversial
奉主耶稣的名把用主耶稣的权呢把这样的人交给撒旦
And that is, under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this person is to be delivered over to Satan.
败坏是他肉体，使他灵魂在主耶稣日子的日，主耶稣来日子可以得救。
Because for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved.
我们看很多的外教，就历代教会来的解释哈，就是外界的解释。
And when we look at some of the traditional way of interpreting this verse,
他们通常说主耶稣是怜悯的，所以人不管犯什么错，只要他悔改。那他还是可以得救，可主耶稣还是悦纳他，让他得救的。
And they will often emphasize upon the merciful aspect of the Lord, and that is to say, God and the Lord, He will forgive anyone according to their sins.
假如这个说法对的话，那意思就是说，我们看第四节、第五节那的解释就成为这样子了。
And if this saying is true, then let's look at verse 4 and 5. This is how we can interpret it.
换句话说，把这个人交给撒旦，让他肉体受苦楚。
That is to say, to deliver this person over to Satan so that his flesh can be tormented.
那他经过苦楚以后的净化，那他灵魂在主耶稣来的日子可以得救了。
So that through his tormentation, his spirit can be refined so that his spirit can be saved by when the Lord comes.
所以用肉体的苦来成全将来灵魂的得救。
So that by the sufferings of the flesh, his spirit may be saved in the end.
这个说法对吗？
Is this a right way of explaining this verse?
不对。
This is wrong.
因为从你看哥林多前后书、前书后书或其他保罗书信的一贯教训来讲，不对的。
Because if you look at the whole entire book of First and Second Corinthians, this thing is not logical.
因为这是旧效，坏影响、坏作用的那个恶毒的效。
Because this is an old leaven, and it's giving a bad influence.
所以应该把它除掉，让新团这整个圣洁的教会团体不会受到沾染。
So they need to remove this old leaven so that it will not taint the new group.
所以以下就在说这个道理。
And that is how the several verses that follow.
在十三节更说，你们应该把那个恶人从你们中间除去。
And verse 13 says that you must put away this wicked person from yourselves.
你再看六章九节十节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
这个淫乱的拜偶像，这些人就是不义的人，不能承受神的国。
And all these unrighteous people, that is fornicators, adulterers, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
要是以下从前或其他的书信都说这种恶人要除掉的话，那么这一段四节五节说这个恶人，难道在主耶稣？难道还在那个？保罗的信仰当中他是得救的子民吗
So therefore if you look at verse 9 and 10 since people of this category they cannot inherit the kingdom of God therefore when you come back to verse 4 and 5 do you think that Paul can tolerate such a person in the church
那为什么这两句的存在这个 一句半的经文的存在
and therefore you may question as to the existence of this one and a half verse
那我们就来查考这一段一定有特别就是跟上下文一定有特别的分别的地方。
And so therefore we need to study into the passages in the former and the latter portion.
就是说从 context 上下文来看，你看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
你们这个自夸是不对的。
It says your glorying is not good.
你们这样的夸口和张狂的这句话不对的，因为这一点点笑面能使全团来发起来。
Because do you not know that little leaven leavens the whole lump?
所以应该把旧校徒建好，使你们成为新团。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, so that you may become a new lump.
我意思就是说，奉我们主耶稣的名，第四节中句啊，一直到我们主耶稣日子可以得救，那个就是你们的自夸了。
And that is to say, from verse 4 onward, that is your self-glorifying.
啊，所以这个在主面前不对的。
And this is wrong before the Lord.
因为这是错误的想法。
Because that's a wrong train of thought.
因此这句话就是隐句，是隐啊，当时他们在教会中自高自大，还以为不哀痛，还以为可以夸口的一句话了。
And so therefore it follows from what was mentioned earlier because of their arrogance and they did not even repent.
所以这个是一个隐句。
So it is one conjunction word that follows to the name.
当然我们要讲希腊文的那个他的肉体，他的灵魂也有他的道理。
And also if we look into the Greek language in terms of his spirit and his body, there are truths contained within.
但是我们现在就关心就是说这一句话是那个张狂的人，那个犯容忍犯罪的人，他们所夸口的话，所以保罗在斥责他们的想法，他们的话说。
But what we are concerning right now is that this statement is made from an arrogant mouth, and therefore Paul is rebuking this person.
没有这回事。
There is no such thing.
犯罪人交给撒旦，那肉体受苦，将来灵魂要被受神的审判。
That this person has sinned, and you send him over to Satan, and that now his flesh will be tormented, but his spirit will be saved in the end.
主耶稣的神的国不能有这不义的事情。
Because the kingdom of God cannot tolerate such unrighteousness.
好，那我们怎么知道是隐句？
And so how do we know that this is merely a word that
induces into it? 我们要知道旧约新约的那个文章里头啊，从头到尾都没有标点符号。
And we have to know that from the Old and the New Testament, in the original text, there is no punctuation.
换句话说，没有分章，没有分节，而且没有标点，而没有加母音。
And therefore, we have to know that the passages and the units are not being divided up, and also there is no vowel.
所以也很多的那个引句也写在里头，没有画那个引号。
And also, a lot of the quotations are not included within the quotation mark.
我们翻六章来做几个例子。
Let's look at chapter 6, for
example. 譬如说六章十三节。
Take for example, chapter 6, verse 13.
说食物为肚子，肚子为食物。
Food for the stomach, and stomach for food.
这句当时流行的，不是教会人说的，是一般流行的格言。
And this was what was in trend at that time.
换句话说，那个纵乐的人，今朝有酒今朝醉的人，他就说我们今天就是肚子是要吃东西，东西是为肚子了，就尽量享受吧。
And food for the stomach refers to those people who just wallow in the luxuries of this world.
这个是隐句。
And that is a sentence that
quotation.
That's a quotation.
这是 popular saying.
是 popular saying.
公众在说的。你再看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
最后一句，两人要成为一体，这也是隐句，因为是从创世纪来的。
And also, do you not know that two will become one? That is also a quotation from Genesis.
好，我们再看十五章。
Let's also look at chapter 15.
十五章的三十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 33.
这也是当时希腊哲学家或是社会里头所引的一句那个人生伦理道理的伦常道理的话。
And 33, this verse is also another quotation from the Greek context at that time. The ethical things at that time.
你们不要自欺，保罗这样说，因为俗话说，滥交是败坏善行。
And therefore, Paul tells them that do not be deceived because, ethically speaking, evil company corrupts good habits.
因为这是一个哲言啊，也是一个人生的教导啊，不要滥交朋友，你滥交会是败坏。
And that is to say, it has ethics behind it. If you make bad friends, then you will become bad.
我们圣经没有用引号印出来，但是这是一个当时的引句。
Our Bible did not use quotation marks, but it was a quotation mark during that time.
我们再看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
有时候啊，十五章二十九节。
1529.
有时候不是直接引他们当时的流传的格言或者俚语，有时候是引他的思想的批判，引他们社会上流行的思想的批判。
So therefore, sometimes you'll find that in verse 29, they do not just quote it directly, but they will paraphrase the popular sayings at that time.
好，你看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
那些为死人受洗，将来怎么样呢？若不复活，死人不复活，为什么他们受洗呢？好，那我们为什么要时刻冒险，为道理这样冒险，这样的受苦受难呢？就是为了这样来复活这主的耶稣道理的缘故。
And so therefore, over here in verse 29 and 30, all these are the reasons for standing to be able to stand firm before the Lord at the last hour.
29节就是引当时有人，就是甚至说外邦人，甚至说外教，就是异教徒，他们认为有复活的事情，所以为了复活，他们为死人来施洗。
And that is to say, in verse 29, it refers to some of the people outside the church at that time, because they also believe in baptizing the dead for the sake of resurrection.
这15章就说有人在教会就不相信复活，那我们就比众人更可怜了。
And in chapter 15, it says that some of us in the church do not believe in resurrection, then we're more pitiful than others.
因为主耶稣已经从死里复活，成了睡了的、死掉的人的初熟的果子。
Because Jesus, he has already resurrected from the dead, and he's the first fruit of resurrection.
那你还不相信吗？
And if you do not believe in resurrection,
你看那些外教的人或者异教徒，他们都为他们死人复活，就是因为他们相信复活的道理。
And look at all those heretics and all those cultists outside. They believe in the resurrection of the dead.
何况我们？
And how about us?
我们更要相信。
We have to be even more, be more convicted.
那所以从这句话就是说，保罗引证一个事实，在外教在教外流行的一般异教徒，他们认为有复活，也就因为复活关系，他们要替死人的施洗。
And so therefore at that time, Paul was trying to quote from a fact that happened at that time where other people baptized the dead.
有些外教会 的 教职人员，他们就引这句，以为说保罗这样主张替死人复活，施洗。
And there are other teachers from other churches that make use of this verse and say that Paul, he support the baptism of the dead.
不对，因为他们没有看上下文。
That is wrong because they did not look at the context.
好，这个就是我们从引句也可以引思想保罗来批判。
So therefore, from the quotations, we can enter into the judgments of Paul.
那他提出正确的答案来纠正这样错误的思想跟话语。
And the correct answers that he gave to correct all these issues.
我们再看哥林多前书六章进入第二段的查考。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
刚才说我们要分段句子的构造或者什么样的句型。你或者主题思想构成一个单位。
And just now we've talked about the different trends of thought and to divide them up into several units.
那现在请注意看一下从六章十二节。
Let's look closely at chapter 6 verse 12.
我们从罗马书啦、哥林多前书要记住这个保罗的写信有一个特别的这个风格。
And in the book of Romans and also 1 Corinthians, let us remember the style of Paul.
譬如说他预想到敌人会因为他的话语和他写信会反辩，会反驳。
And take for example, when he is preparing for the enemies, he will be against them.
意思就是说有预想的对敌在会对保罗有所抗辩有所质疑。
And that is to say,
imagined opponents would propose some kind of opposition.
And that is for Paul, he imagined that there would be some opponents that will come against him, and so he's preparing his debate.
So, 我们叫做 imaginary opponents, 就是预想中的想象中的对手。
It's an imaginary opponents, and all these enemies exist in his imagination.
这个例子很多了，就罗马书就不少。
And there are many examples, and you can find them in Romans.
我们先按这个来看罗马书，来做举例。
And let's look at Romans first.
你看二章二章保罗在
two,
罗马书二章保罗在强调做属灵的内在的犹太人比外在的肉体的犹太人还来的重要性，来的宝贵。
And Romans chapter 2, over here, Paul emphasized upon being the spiritual Jew is much better than being a Jew that is pious on the outside.
因为二章十七节以下描写犹太人的自夸，因为他们从神灵受特别的恩典。
From chapter 2, verse 17 onward, it talks about the boasting of the Jew because they received the grace and law from God.
依靠律法只是神夸口。
And they make their boast in God because of their law.
从律法受了教训，知道神的旨意。
And from the law, they know the will of God.
又能够明白是非。
And they are instructed on the truth.
变成说愚笨人的师傅，那个瞎眼的向导者。
And so therefore, they should be a guide to the blind and a light to those who are in darkness.
所以他们有知识跟真理的规模，哇，好骄傲。
And because they have all this model and all this knowledge, and therefore they are very arrogant.
可是呢，他们自己倒因为有诫命，反而犯了诫命。
But however, because they have the law, and yet they went against the law.
不可偷盗，他们去偷盗。
Take for example, they should not steal, but yet they steal.
不可犯奸淫，他们去犯奸淫。
They should not commit adultery, and yet they do so.
指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷辱 玷辱神的名。
They make their boast in the law, and yet they dishonor God through breaking the law.
那一下保罗就说了。
And then later Paul he emphasized.
所以你们有那个割礼跟安息日做选民的记号，那没有用，因为那是外表的。
And you have all this circumcision to prove that you keep the law, but that is of no use.
因为那不受割礼的、没有安息日的那个做选民的标记，那些人比你们守着律法守得全呢。
But because those people who are uncircumcised and yet their deeds are righteous, so they are more righteous than you who are circumcised.
所以呢，这样说，真犹太的不是在外表的，不在肉身的割礼，是在内心的割礼，还才重要的。
And that is to say, a true Jew is not one that is outward, but rather the circumcision is of the heart.
啊，不在属灵，不在那仪文，在属灵里。
It is not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
啊，那他是，比如说他骂了一阵，他斥责了一阵，那犹太人会说，那么你这样保罗说了，那我们做犹太人有什么用？我神给我们亚伯拉罕契约、西乃山契约、大卫的约有什么用？那保罗就知道他会讲，他们会问这些问题。
And also after Paul had rebuked all these to the Jews, and of course he knew that the Jews will argue back. How about our Abraham's covenant and the Sinai covenant, and how about the covenant of Noah? David.
那我们看三章一节，保罗就顺着他们就提出。犹太人也有用的地方。
And so therefore, in chapter 3, you see how Paul will argue back as to the advantage of the Jews.
你看三章一节说，这样说了，犹太人有什么长处呢？你们会这样问我。
Because since you ask me in this way, then what advantage is it being a Jew?
割礼有什么益处呢？
What's the profit of circumcision?
那第二节，保罗就说，凡事带好处。
But he says that much in every way,
they
are all beneficial.
神将他的圣言，他的那个话语先交给你们犹太人，然后你们做外邦人的光，再交给外邦人。
Because God has sent his oracles first to the Jews, and then he sent these oracles to the Gentiles.
所以你们有这个用处，把话神的话语交给外邦人。
But therefore, you have this advantage because you are the one who transferred this oracle to the Gentiles.
你只要做这个，你不信有什么妨碍呢？
And as long as you do this, if you don't believe, it's all right.
你的不信就废掉神的义吗？
Because do you think that your unbelieving will take away the law of God?
这个是在古代罗马、希腊的一种论辩的方式。
And that's a Greco-Roman kind of debate.
这个用一种叫做 diatribe, D-I-A-T-R-I-B-E, diatribe.一种论辩的方法。
Diatribe. It's a way of arguing. Argument.
就是说回答你心中或者你会因为我的话或信来提出的质疑挑战和问题我就回答你用我这些事来回答你。
And that is to say, I've already guessed what you're going to say and what answers you have in your mind. And because of that, I try to argue back with what I have.
罗马书三章罗马书十一章哥林多书就充满这种叫做 diatribe， 知道敌人的想法，就这样回答回去，假设敌人的想法，这样回答回去。
And therefore, you'll find that in Romans chapter 3 and chapter 11, and also in the book of Corinthians, over here you see how Paul debate with this imaginary opponent.
好，所以说保罗写信有一个对方的一个，就有预想对方会问什么，或者会遭遇到什么问题。
So therefore, when Paul write his letters, he already knew what his opponent are going to argue back.
所以他就回答了。
And so he replied.
那现在我们回到哥林多前书第六章。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们来怎么来分他的段来解析呢？
How do we divide up the passages?
因为在当时把那哥林多教会的，我们刚才说过有那个 pneumatic， 就是属灵人 spiritualist， 那属灵人。
And because earlier on we've mentioned some of the spiritualist people, the pneumatics in Corinthians.
他们有时候狂热。
And sometimes they're overzealous.
他们有时候到了偏极端 的地步的话，就说我肉体犯什么罪都没有关系，只要我属灵就可以。
And they have gone to the extreme as to saying that their sins in the flesh does not matter.
好，我们现在来看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
这里你要把握，一个是保罗的话，一个是对方的话，这两组人的论辩啊，两组人的无形当中的交换论辩哈。
And so over here you have to see these two ways of argument. One is from Paul, and the other one is another thought.
这一组人是重乐的人 ，libertine， 好，这一个 pneumatic 的 libertine， 那个重欲的人，重乐快乐的人。
And the group that Paul is arguing against, they are the libertines.
是自由的自由主义者，可以众乐主义者哈。
And they are the ones who uphold liberty and they can wallow in luxury.
你看他们说了第一句话。
Look at what they say in verse.
凡事我都可行。
They said all things are lawful for me.
但保罗说，保罗回答。 断但都不都益处，用但这个最主要是用那个but
but, but you see how Paul would reply, but not all things are helpful. They are not all helpful.
那第二句。 凡事我都可行，他再重述一次。
And again, it's repeated. All things are lawful for me.
这是A组那个假想敌人或者众议派的人讲的话。
And it's mentioned by this libertine, this imaginary opponent.
但是保罗说，但是呢，无论哪一件，我不受他的辖制。
But then Paul again says, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
AB 两组话，对谈在会上对应着。
So you see this pattern of AB's argument.
A 就是凡事我都可行。
A means all things are lawful for me.
对方众乐派的人说的。
And this is mentioned by the libertines, the opponent.
保罗说不都有益处，我不受他控制。
But Paul says no, but. All these are not lawful.
你再看13节。
Let's look at verse 13.
这个是当时流传的快乐主义者、众乐主义者、今朝有酒今朝醉的人他们说的话。
And these are what is mentioned by all those libertines at that time who just wallow in luxury.
他们说食为肚子，醉之为食物。
Because they say the food for the stomach and stomach for the food.
你知道这个话对吗？
Do you think this is the right thing?
你要是看那个。 菲利比书就有一句话了。
Listen to Philippians and you will know this one statement.
菲利比书3章9节那里，19节那里。
Philippians 3,
19. 这十字架的仇敌，他们结局就沉沦。19节，19。
And it says that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
他们的结局就是沉沦。
And their end is destruction.
他们的神就是肚子。
Because their bellies are God.
就 gluttony.
And that is gluttony.
就喜欢好吃好吃，一直吃一直吃，众乐众乐，管自己肚子就好。
Because all they do is to know how to eat and to wallow in their pleasure.
所以说他们说肚子就要吃饭，吃饭就是为肚子，让我尽量吃啊。And
that is to say food for the stomach and stomach for the food, so I can just eat to my heart's content.
你看那看保罗怎么说？
But look at what Paul says.
但是神要叫肚子跟食物来算，但败坏。
But he says that but
都要毁坏。
All these will be destroyed by the Lord.
因为你这个肚子在身子里，这个身子属谁啊？属食物吗？属那个纵欲的吗？不是，你的身子属主耶稣的。
But do you think that your stomach belongs in your body and that it can be wallowed in such pleasures? No, your body belongs to God.
也是属于主耶稣，也不是为淫乱的。
And it belongs to Lord Jesus Christ, and it is not for sexual immorality.
那从这里引到当时有一种坏风俗。
And this bring in the bad trend at that time.
这个身子啊，去那个宗庙，去那个庙堂，去跟妓女，宗教性的妓女啊结合。
Because at that time they will use their body and join it with the cultic prostitute.
这个在希腊社会里头，那罗马帝国底下，在哥林多的背景是很平常的事情，因为这外头就是那些拜偶像的庙，而且他们有宗教性行为。 在庙堂里头举行。
And therefore, at that time, cultic prostitution is prevalent in all the temples of Greek and Rome.
我们在那天讲到，或者希腊书第4章，或者耶利米书第2章，以西结书也有旧约时代，在那个阿沙路那个树荫底下行淫。
And we have mentioned the other day that it's found in Hosea chapter 4, Jeremiah chapter 2, where they will commit all this adultery under the palms of Asherah.
就是宗教的性行为，and it's
cultic prostitution.
那当时有很多人就去宗那个庙堂，那个 prophetess 是那个女神的庙堂去做宗教性结合。
And sometimes they will go to the prophetess at the temple itself for such practice.
主已经把你洗净了，你身就属于主耶稣。
The Lord has cleansed your body, and your body belongs to Christ now.
那你为什么把身子交给淫乱去呢？
Then why do you give your body over to such sexual immorality?
所以从13节一直到17节就讲这跟主一体，或者跟娼妓、这宗庙、庙堂或者偶像庙的妓女一体，这样分别。
And so therefore from verse 16 onward, you see how Paul differentiates between the difference between the joining within the Lord and that is of the prostitution.
他说我们身子已经属主了。
Over here he says our body belongs to the Lord.
主也为身子了。
And the Lord for the body.
那而且14节说神已经叫主复活，我们将来要复活了。
And 14, God raised up the Lord and in the future we will also be raised up by his power.
岂不知道你们是身属基督的身体吗？
Therefore 15, do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ?
什么可以将基督肢体做娼妓的肢体，跟他的娼妓联合一体呢？
And shall I take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot?
啊、换句话说要与主一体保守圣洁。
That is to say, you must join yourself as one with the Lord and be sanctified.
不要去那些庙、宗庙或是偶像庙去跟那个宗教妓女来结合。
And do not join yourself with all these cultic prostitutes at all those temples.
好、啊、这个很清楚了，对不对？
And I believe this is very clear.
好，我们进到第十八节了。
And let us enter into verse 18.
因为纵欲的人说我们可以处灵，那肉体纵欲都没有关系。
But because these people, they just want to wallow in their flesh, and they say that sin, on the body is fine.
啊，十八节他说，保罗就说你们要逃避淫行。
But verse 18, Paul.
就对自己身子，不是在身子以外。
And that is to say, on the contrary, what you did is outside your body.
那
岂不 and not in your body.
岂不知道你们身子是圣灵的殿吗？
And do you not know that your body is the temple of the Lord?
所以是用宝血重价买你们来的。
And that God has bought you with such a heavy price.
所以你们在身上荣耀神。
Therefore glorify God in your body.
好、哦，所以这个有几段论辩我们清楚了，对不对？
So we know all these few areas of argument.
当然没有那个挂虎挂影句了，但是我们可以看到两组对比的思想跟辩论都在那里。
Even though there are no direct quotations, but over here you can see theopponents and the debate that goes on.
那还有一个可能性就是十二节那个哈，保罗可以自己引他们来说。
And also there's another possibility in verse 12, Paul can quote the other person.
你说哦，我说啊，我照着你们说，我也稍微同意，凡事我都可行。
But according to you and what you have mentioned, it could be that all things are lawful for me.
但是呢，我呢坚持我不。不多有益处，不受他的辖制。
But as for me and myself, I think that all things are not helpful.
所以这一句话比较综合、中性一点。换句话说，敌人说也好，我也说也好，反正都是 A 跟 B 的道理。
So that's a more neutral approach, whether it's arguments by your opponent or by yourself.
但是 你对方，你要对他说，我凡事都可行，但我说不多有益处。你说凡事都可行，我说我不受他的辖制，也可以比较尖锐性的 A 跟 B 对比。
But however, if it's a more antagonistic difference between A and B, then you'll find that opponent A will say all things are lawful, and Paul will say that they are not.
那你再看十三节下半句，那个引句。
Let's look at verse 13. Look at the quotation.
我要吃就吃啊，一直吃啊，中了主意啊，用肚子做神呐、啊，这样来服侍他。
Because all these libertines, the belly is their god, and therefore all they need to do is to eat to their heart's content.
换句话说，肉身的那个 desire。
And that is a desire, the carnal desire of the flesh.
那，但是说，但保罗说，神要叫食物跟肉肚子来毁坏的。
But God will destroy both the food and the stomach.
啊，那我们再看十八节，那个很清楚。
Let's look at verse 18. It is very clear.
他们说对敌说，人犯什么罪都在身外，但是我认为我们说，行淫的是得罪自己身子，在身子里内。
But over here it says that everything that man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality.Sins against his own body.
这样的话，我们就把 diatribe 本来就有的论辩的方式，将我们想解析清楚，而且正确的解析出来。
And so, therefore, we have clearly explained the concept of diatribe.
是这样懂吗？有没有提出问题？
Is there any question?
好，这个就是我们查考哥林多书的用分段啊，或者用它的那个句子构造来看。不同组合的论辩。
And so this is how we study the book of Corinthians in terms of dividing the passages and looking at the different arguments.
而且呢是看出保罗是按照神的旨意来谈话的，来教训的。
And we know that Paul he argues on the basis of the word of God.
好，杨老师，四端。
And the question is on verse 12 and verse 18, can you use different kinds of interpretation?
对敌的话是吧？对对对，那个保罗的话说，你们要逃避淫行，还是正面的哈。那么对罪手就说，人犯的罪什么都没有关系，在身外。这句话是他们说的话，令这个对手错误的想法。那保罗说，不是的，相反的，啊，行淫是得罪自己身子，在身内，不是在身外。所以在身内啊， 但是他们说在身外啊，这保罗说这个身外不对啊，我也有就是相反的，心里是得罪身子啊，在身内。那偷盗啦，和什么？还有其他哈、啊？七个诫命。这一节是在讲行淫，啊，那个跟罗马书二章那个完全就不一样了，这主要讲行淫的问题。
And over here it touches upon the issue of
跟那个庙堂的娼妓，宗教的娼妓行淫。
The issue is about sexual immoralities and it's focusing on the cultic prostitution.
因为这个肉体的结合等于两人成为一体，已经在身内。
Because when two flesh are joined to one, and the sin is committed inside the body.
好，所以这个六章我们就讲解到这里了。
And so this is where we will conclude for chapter 6.
好，我们现在翻那个约翰文十六章。
Now let's turn to John 6.
十六章。
John 16.
这个其实啊，约翰福音要好好讲，因为这它道理太丰富了。
And indeed, we really need to delve deeper into the Gospel of John because the truth is so rich.
那有关圣灵的道理哈，我们大家清楚，不过我们现在就精简的来看几节。
And especially to the truth of the Holy Spirit, I believe is familiar to everyone, but we'll take a few out for discussion.
十四章哈有三段好道理。
And in chapter 14, there are three areas of discussion.
一个就是住处啊，神家的住处，主耶稣预备好了带我们去。
And first is the place of God and the place is the heavenly above is the heavenly mansions and that God has prepared for us.
那这个住字呢？这个remain 哈 stay 啊 dwell 这个是在约翰福音是一个重要的字眼。
And over here we see this word dwelling. It is an important word here in the Gospel of John.
希腊文的发音是 menein, menein 啊 menein。那你去变化它动词没有关系，意思就是说住。居住、停留、同处，这个意思。
And if you look at the Greek word menein, it means to dwell, to stay, and to be over there.
那我们现在跟主同住以后，将来主也是带我们去到他的美好的、永远的住处了。
And that is to say, now we dwell together with our Lord, and that in future we will enter into the mansion with Him.
那第二段主也是讲他的道路、真理、生命，然后呢，显明人看见、认识他，就认识看见主耶稣。
And,
看见天父。
And then the second part, Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and that everyone who sees Him will go to Him, unless it's."
人看见他、认识他，就是看见跟认识天父。
And when people come and know Him, they know the Father Himself.
啊，这个是父跟子的合一哈。
And that is the Father and the Son are one.
或者同一。
Or they are identical.
啊，我们再看十六节，这个要讲了。
And let's look at verse 16.
我要求父就给你们是一位保惠师，叫他永远跟你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。这世人不能接受的，因为看不见他，也不认不得他，因为你们却认识他，因为他常常跟你们同在，在你们里面。好，我们念这是两节。
Let's look at verse 16 and 17.
这两节也跟前面那一段呢一样的宝贵，为什么呢？前面那段说他跟父的同一，这一段是主耶稣跟圣灵的同一。
And over here, the passage that we saw earlier, we see the unity in the Father and the Son, but here is the Son and the Holy Spirit.
你看，我求天父。
I pray to the Father.
天父就赐给你们另外一位保惠师。
And He will give you another Comforter.
换句话说，我以外的保惠师。
That is another Comforter other than me.
或者名称上、习惯上的我以外的另外一个人，那继续我来做你们的向导啊、引领啊、启发、保卫啊、安慰，这样的一个 Advocate。
And that is to say, this helper, this comforter, this advocate that's going to come other than me, he is going to continue in his guidance, in his comforting.
啊，就是真理的圣灵。
And he is the spirit of truth.
啊，世人见不得他，认不得他，可是你们却知道他。
The spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive or see, but you know him.
没有来的圣灵，你们却认得他。
And this spirit that has yet to come, and yet you know him.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为这两三年来，他常常跟你们同在。
Because during the last few years, he has been with you.
那跟门徒同在是谁？
And who is with the disciples?
当然是肉身的主耶稣。
Of course, it's Jesus in flesh.
那这个人，这个他啊，已经跟你们同在的他，到现在为止还跟你们同在他，他将来 他来了要住在你们里面。
And so therefore we see this pronoun him that you cannot see or know, but you know him, but in future he will dwell with you and will be in you.
So you cannot, she cannot know.
这边呢？这个
是什么？这个 world, 这世界不是他们。
Oh, okay.
世界不认同。
It's the world who cannot see, but we can see.
好，那意思就是说，我这个主耶稣已经跟你们同在了，我去了。那个奶奶的是谁？真理圣人是我啊！我住在现在就躲在你们里头了，钻在你们的心里头了，不是钻了，就住充满内住你们里头。
And that is to say, even though Lord Jesus, he were to leave and depart the world, but the Holy Spirit will come and will dwell inside your heart.
很简单，对不对？两节圣经就把主耶稣就是圣灵讲出来，对不对？
And it seems very simple, just two sentences, and it relate that Jesus is Holy Spirit himself.
那你再对照十六章七节。
And let's look at verse chapter 16, verse
第七节。
Verse 7.
刚才十四章十六节说天父差他来，对不对
？Over here, 14 verse 16 says that the Father has sent the advocate.
那你看七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
我去跟你们有益处，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这来。我若去，我就差他来，是主耶稣差他来的。
And over here it says that it will be to your advantage that if I go away, if not.The helper will not come, so it is I who sent him.
所以刚才的天父等于现在的我差遣圣灵来。
So the Heavenly Father earlier is the person, is the I right now who will send him.
而且圣灵就是我。
And the Holy Spirit is me.
就是主耶稣。
Is Jesus Christ.
那所以说你可以看到天父、主耶稣跟圣灵岂不是同一吗
？So can't you see the unity of the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ?
虽然位格或者说地位或者职分现在暂时要分别一下。
Even though at that time they have different roles and functions to play.
但是在灵里头，所以跟我们讲三个字，请记住哈，要怎么讲神跟主耶稣同一，用三个名词。
But in terms of the spirit, please use remember these three terms.
用主耶稣历史上的耶稣来讲，他就是子，他就是神的儿子、人子，他是基督啊，他是跟天父有别。用那个历史耶稣来讲。
So if you look at, so if you speak from the sense of the historical Jesus, he's the Son of Man, the Son of God,
and the
Christ.
但是他从神的本源 ，the divine origin.
But from the divine origin,
主耶稣神他们自己的自由拥有的本源哈。
That I am who I am. He's the origin.
那从神的永能 eternal power.
And from the eternal power of God,
跟天父行神迹，创造世界，救赎人类。
And that Lord Jesus Christ, with the Heavenly Father, He can create miracles and save and redeem the people through salvation.
从神的属性，从 divine attributes.
And from the divine attributes of God,
我们就可以证明主耶稣就是神本身了。
Then we can prove that Jesus is God Himself.
不管圣经记的那耶稣，我们相信也是在拿撒勒或在那个巴勒斯坦走的那个主耶稣。
And even though the Bible describes Jesus as the Jew who as a Nazareth who walks in the Galilee.
所以他就是历史的耶稣，在时间空间里头存在的那个人。
So therefore, at that time, he dwells in the space time continuum. He's the historical Jesus.
传福音被钉十字架，成全神的救恩。
He preached the gospel. He was crucified on the cross. He complete the plan of God.
复活要升天得荣耀，就降下圣灵建设教会。
And after he resurrected, and he came down as the Holy Spirit, and then he built up the church.
这是公元前第四年到公元后的这个一百年当中的历史。
And this happens in the 4th century BC till 180.
这个就是圣经的历史，主耶稣门徒的活生生的人，这人物历史的空间时间的产物。
And so this is what happened in fact in history during that space-time continuum.
但是呢，从神的本源、神的永能跟他的属神的属性来讲，耶稣就是天父本身。
But however, Jesus Christ, he is God himself, if you look from the aspect of divine origin, eternal power, and the divine attributes.
好，我们解释圣灵以后，我们现在进入到使徒行那个约翰福音十六章了。
And now that we have described the role of the Holy Spirit, let's enter into chapter 16.
我从前念着常常把它不求圣洁，就过去了，就过去了。那以后说我怎么可以这样子？那我分享一些心得。
And in the past, I will usually skip over this passage about attaining sanctification.
读过去不懂过去没有真认真来查考一个重要的字眼。
And there's this one term that I miss.
好，那我们来看第八节，十六章八节。
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 8.
圣灵既来了，十六章八节， 就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Over here it says that when he has come, that is the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
啊，那为罪就解释罪义这个审判了。为罪是因为他们不信，这应信的世界不信我。
Verse 9, because of sin, and that is why they do not believe in me.
那为义呢，就是因为我要回归到天父那里去。
And for righteousness, because I need to go back to my Father.
啊，为审判是因为这个世界的王要受审判。
And for judgment, because the ruler of this world is to be judged.
我们换白话说清楚一点。
If you put it in a plain language,
主耶稣来人间哈，他担任着受差者，他是受差来世间做工，做神救赎的工。
And when Jesus comes to this world, he carries a mission with him. He has a plan to carry it out.
所以他是受差者，做工者。
And so he is a messenger that is sent.
啊，所以他那个 ago 啊 ，ago 这个字在约翰福音很重要，这个工作这个字眼 ，ago 这个字眼。
And so the word ergon, this word is very important in the Gospel of John.
那他做了工以后呢，他又要就是借着得荣耀，就是说受死、复活、升天，这个得荣耀，他要回到父神的。
And in order for him to attain glory, and that is, he will die, he will resurrect, and he will ascend back to heaven in order to attain the glory of the Heavenly Father.
这是神的义道，神要准备人的救赎道路是合理的、应该的啊，大家走的路。
And this is the path of righteousness that God has prepared for all mankind, and that is the path that all of us have to walk onto.
所以难怪主耶稣要说再见，说我要去了，但是你们还要马上就看到我的来，圣灵来临安慰你们。
That's why Jesus will to tell them that goodbye for now, but I will come back later, and you will have the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为我要回归到天父的荣耀 ，the exalted one, the risen Lord, 就是被高举、复活的被高举的主了。
Because I need to go back and return to the exalted one, the risen Lord. The risen Lord.
As the exalted risen Lord.
啊，
那就是应该的。
And that is appropriate.
啊，是，这是为义我来的。
And it is all because of righteousness of God.
为了神的旨意，为了人应该走的路，我来的。
For the will of God and for the path that mankind should walk on.
那我不但是受差者，这个做工者，我还是个回归者，回到天父那里去。
So I'm not just only a messenger and a worker in the world, but I will also return back to my Father.
那这几个字眼在约翰福音一直在出现。I'm the sent one. I am the working one. I will be the returning one.
And these are the verses that appear over and over in John. I'm the one who's being sent. I'm here to work and that I will return.
啊，这个是对的。圣灵在见证这个事情。
Because the Holy Spirit is here to witness all these.
那两个负面的，两个这个坏的，就是畏罪。我圣灵来也是要为罪来的。
However, there's the passive side of it, and the Holy Spirit comes to convict the world of sin.
因为圣灵就好像这个真光来到世间一样。
Because the Holy Spirit is like the true light that comes into this world.
你看光明来，一方面就是给人家做见证，一方面给见证给生命，把人带到这个平安跟生命的路上去。
Because you know that when the true light comes, it will bring life with it, and that it will shine light unto the darkness.
光圣灵真道来，都有这样的正面的意义。
And this is the light, the Holy Spirit, and also the true word.
那你看，我们来看约翰三章就可以做一个例子。
And let's look at John chapter 3.
啊，十九节到二十一节。
John 3:19.
就说光来到世间，那么世人因自己行为是恶的，不爱光明，倒爱黑暗，定他们罪就在这里。三章十九节。
John 3.
十九节。
Verse 19.
啊，就是说光来到了，可是黑暗的罪恶的人反而要弃绝光。
Here it says that the light has come into the world, but men love darkness, and therefore they will cast out the light.
二十节就这么说，因为作恶的恨恶光。
Because those who practice evil, they hate the light.
你再看二十一节。
And let's look at 21.
可是行真理的要来救光，要显明他们所行是靠神，而行是神看为义的了。
But those who do the truth, they will come to the light, and their deeds will be clearly seen.
这是光来世间的引导给生命，哦，就是同时呢，也同时对不信的弃绝主的也行了审判。
And this is the nature of the light itself, because when it comes, it's going to shine light into the darkness, but yet it will also convict those of sin.
那这个主题呢，光来引导给打开人的心眼，让人认识主。同时也审判那些不信的、硬心的。
So we see, therefore, this theme that the light is going to come and going to guide those on the path of righteousness towards God, but also it will judge those who condemn sin.
我们在那约翰福音第九章的那个主耶稣医治在圣殿里的医治瞎眼，就是可以看到一个例子了。
And here there's another example in chapter 9 of the Gospel of John where Christ heals.
那个瞎眼的眼睛打开。
When Christ heals this blind man and his eyes are open,
他也知道他所看到是神的儿子。
And he knew that what he's looking at right now is the Son of God.
就拜主耶稣，就跟从主耶稣。
And he worshiped God, and he worshiped Jesus, and he followed him.
逼迫这个瞎眼的，逼迫主耶稣那些法利赛人跟文士呢，他们不相信，而且要他们否认。
But however, these Pharisees and the scribes that go against Jesus, they deny this fact.
那我们看三十九节。
Let's look at verse
9章39节。
Chapter 9, verse 39.
我为审判到这世上来。
Jesus says that for judgment I have come into this world.
像不能看见的，这两双重啊，一个是心眼，一个肉眼。不能看见的可以看见。
That those who do not see may see, and this refers to physical and spiritual sense.
那能看见的反而瞎眼。
But those who can see may be made blind.
那个法利赛人就问说：难道我们眼睛是瞎儿吗？盲人的吗？
And then the Pharisees ask themselves, are we blind then?
那主耶稣就这么说。
But Jesus told them,
你们若瞎了眼就没有罪，可是你们说我们能看见，所以你们罪还在啊。
Jesus says that if you were blind, then you have no sin. But now you say, we see, then your sin remains.
你看光就这样就审判那些不信主耶稣、否认主耶稣的，而自己以为眼睛明亮的人们。
And so therefore here you see how the light has passed judgment to those who think they see and yet they do not see Jesus.
因此这个拯救这个瞎眼人的这个光就审判了这不信的这个法利赛人了。
And so therefore we see that this light that has healed the blind man and yet at the same time it has judged the sins of the Pharisees.
那圣灵呢也是一样。
In the same way, when the Holy Spirit comes,
很多人就看知道是神的灵，知道主耶稣的灵，就很高兴地来祈求，来得获得。
And a lot of people knew that it is the Spirit of God Himself and it's Jesus Christ, and therefore they all yearn to receive this Spirit.
可是很多人否认圣灵，否认神的真道。
But also at the same time, a lot of them deny this truth and deny the Spirit.
那所以圣灵来给这些人相信的就得到福气。
So for those who believe, they will be blessed by the Spirit.
引导他们到平安跟这个光明的路上去。
And they will be guided onto the path of peace and light.
得到生命。
And they receive life.
但是这些不信的，圣灵就定他们的罪了。
But those who are unfortunate, the Holy Spirit will convict them of their sins.
所以就是畏罪，是因为他们不信，所以圣灵就定他们的罪。
And their sin is because of their unbelief, and therefore the Holy Spirit convicts them.
这第三个就是为审判。
And third, because of judgment.
你看在十二章主耶稣说时候到了，那我要被钉十字架，那世界王就要被赶出去了。在十二章三十节左右。
In chapter 3, chapter 12, you see around verse 30, over here Jesus says that he's preparing for his death.
这世界王是指魔鬼的权限呢。
And the king of this world refers to the realm of the devil.
主耶稣从地上被举起来有两个意思，这个举啊，有在原文有两个意思。
When Jesus is going to be lifted up from the earth, from the original text, there are two meanings.
一个就是真的他是在被钉在地上的树上这个十字架，然后兵丁把他举起来，就被追是受十字架的苦刑苦难。
And one is the literal crucifixion on the cross, where Jesus will be nailed on the cross and he will be lifted up from the earth.
那第二个很重要，就是主耶稣他受死复活升天以后，他被举起来，被高举。
But the second meaning rather refers to after his death and resurrection, he is being lifted up to the heavens.
圣经一直在讲 exaltation, E-X-A-L, 这个 exaltation 这个字眼。
And the Bible uses this word exaltation.
被高举进入父神的荣耀。
And that is, he is being lifted up into the glory of the Father.
那当然腓立比书二章九节到十一节就见解解释是这个。
And that is referred to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, 10.
到十一节。
到to 11.
那为什么他就要战胜魔鬼这罪跟死的权势了。
And why is that so? Because Jesus is going to gain victory and both victory over death.
那这个魔鬼今生的王子世界的王要受审判。
And the prince of this world, this Satan, this devil is going to be judged.
圣灵来了审判这 不信的世代，审判了罪恶的元首。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to judge this evil world and also judge the prince of this world.
我们得到圣灵后就用真理的丈量，等于说也是跟主耶稣一样审判这个世界。
And at the same time, for us who receive the truth, we will also judge the world together with Jesus.
用圣灵的能力。
We use the power of the Spirit.
用真理的道。
And we use the word of the truth.
跟我们这属灵的高超的品格来 在审判这个世界。
And also with our spiritual nature, we will come and judge this world.
要信心胜过这世界。
And with faith, we'll overcome this world.
因为圣灵的能力。
And that is because of the power of the Spirit.
所以圣灵来就变成有两个意义了，两个作用了。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit comes, there are two functions that He's going to play.
一个就是让你们更加信服，圣灵来就是要我们。 能够得到天国，也知道主耶稣他在地面上这个实现十字架的救恩，他也要回到天国去建设神国这一番的事情。And
the first role and the first function is to bring everyone into total submission, and that we will all submit under the Holy Spirit and His guidance.
所以为了义，and
because of righteousness,
我们绝对的相信，我们更加信服确认。
And we are very convicted in our faith, and we totally believe.
因为主耶稣往天父升天，往天父那里去了。
Because Jesus Christ, He has risen and He has ascended to God.
这个神国的工作，十字架之救恩就开始开展了。
And the work of the heavenly kingdom, the work of the cross has begun.
那同时呢，我们也知道圣灵来了是要定罪，要定什么罪？
And also at the same time, we know that the Spirit has come to convict of sins. But what kind of sins?
定不信的罪。
It's going to nail those who do not believe.
定这些罪恶，定这些恶者的罪。
And to nail the ruler of this world, the prince of the world.
因此呢，这个自己责备自己，这个字眼。 你们圣经就两个字，一个是 convict， 像你一样的，还有一个 convince。
And so therefore there are two terms, one is convict and one is convinced.
其实两个都要一起用，为什么呢？
And in fact you need to use these two words together. Why?
因为这个字就一个希腊文就一个字。
Because in Greek there's only one word.
我用英文的同音字来说，就是 E L E G X， 这个 X 是 C H 的发音 ，X。 大 X 的在的 Omega O Elenco Elenco 这个发音的哈，没有黑板，不过你听着就好了。E Elenco E L E， G C H， 然后用科，high 的音哈，然后 O Omega O 长音 Elenco， 按 Elenco Elenco 这第三人称
，Elenco 哦 Elenco，
是原文原型的。 第三人称，圣灵来了，第三人称单数
，and that is the
e e e i 就可以。
And that is the singular pronoun of the Holy Spirit when He comes.
换句话说，圣灵来了，让你更加信服，更加确认 ，convince 这个字眼 ，eleho， 当然正面来讲 ，eleho。
And that is to say, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will totally convince you of His presence.
神的工作，主耶稣，圣灵啊，一切救赎，我的拯救，神一切的道，你更加的信任，更加的。 更加的确认信服。
And that is to say, when the Holy Spirit comes, the word of God and His kingdom is totally convinced in your heart.
我们就用 convince， 不错 persuasion， persuade， convince， fully assured， fully convinced， 就这个观念都对的。
And fully convinced, fully assured, and being persuaded.
圣灵来对负面来讲，对罪恶、对恶魔鬼来讲，对一些不信的来讲。
But however, on the other sense, for those people who do not believe or those who are evil,
圣灵来是 elect， 就是要审判这个不信的时代。
The Holy Spirit come and He's going to judge this world.
好，所以自己责备自己，我们中文就翻得不好，对不对？好，这样讲。好，我们这一课到这里。